Julian Edelman on Middays with MFB right now. Thanks a lot for coming on. How are you?
I'm good.
You don't have any brothers fighting in an MMA contest that we need to know about here?
It was good to see Bones in the studio. I mean, it was unreal. I didn't know he... I thought he has a fight coming up soon.
Yeah, the we were just talking about the Burger Time thing. Now, was he the only one you had on there? What kind of sparked this new journey for you?
You know, it was just a regular day in my life. We just decided to record it one day. And, you know, we contacted John Bone Jones people, and we were able to get him on the show. And, you know, I think it was a success.
Okay. When you say contact his people, did you just call Chandler? Be like, hey, can you call your brother?
Yeah, I actually did. I actually stole Chandler's phone and text messaged him through his phone and then text his number to my phone. Therefore, I text Bones himself, and we had him on the show.
You know, we're going to do the same thing with Luke Bryan. I don't know if you were made aware of this, but have they cleaned up out there yet, or does it still look like the disaster area when we walked in today from the country music show yesterday?
I tripped over a Patron bottle, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was the same one we found. Now, we've got Luke Bryan's cell phone because he left his TV contract in here for Nashville, so we're thinking about doing the same thing. So if you want to do like a, you know, Burger Time with Luke Bryan, I'm sure we can use this as a bribable opportunity for you.
You know, it'd have to be a Buffalo-style burger with that guy, of course. You know, a Western style, because the whole country we got going.
So you had Burger Time. Now, I want to know who started this whole T-shirt thing with you and Gronk, because it was the T-shirt of you with him on it and then him with you on it. How'd that thing start?
You know, I was out and about on in Boston one weekend, and I had a shirt on of Gronk partying. and then he had a shirt of me wearing his shirt, and then I made a shirt of him wearing his shirt with me. Wearing his shirt.
Did you get confused in the process?
Did Gronk get confused?
Yeah. I think, nah. Yeah. I don't. You know.
Wait. Whose turn is it? A shirt of a shirt of a shirt.
Wait, yeah. It's pretty Inception like, but it was pretty cool.
Speaking of Gronk, how's he doing? Is he coming back? You be ready for game one? That's what everybody wants to know.
I mean, I'm not Gronk, so you'd probably have to get him on this radio show to ask him that. But
I would have picked an MRI of your knee for his knee.
Yeah, I know. I'll get an MRI of my knee, and then we'll take a picture of me getting an MRI of my knee and then put it on a shirt, on his shirt.
Perfect.
And then we'll take a picture of his knee. So, but I don't know. You know, I've seen him out there working in, and he's been working his tail off. It's good to see him there, and if he's there, when he's there, you know, it'll be great for the team.
You know, we talked to you a little bit, I think a couple weeks ago, you know, when this whole thing first started off. But a lot of people talking about how these practices with the Redskins and coming up with the Eagles sort of, not takes away, but allows you to get your work in a controlled environment as opposed to going out there playing Thursday night, which a lot of you guys didn't. Do you sense that? Do you, you think those workouts are sort of overtaking, like, the games itself, where you can get a lot of work in?
I mean, those workouts are unbelievable because – A, it gets your mind off the whole training camp setting. You know, you've been banging heads with your own teammates for 2 weeks or a week and a half and all off season in spring camps. And then when you finally get to see a new uniform, you know, go against someone who's not very, very familiar with the top of your routes, your releases, this, that. It's always good to get your practice in, and you get to, you know, judge yourself and see where you're at in the whole camp process of, you know, tuning up your fundamentals. So, you know, those practices are they're a great help, and, you know, they're very competitive, as you guys have seen, and they're fun.
Hey, Julian, so, you know, I have all the young receivers, Tompkins, Boyce, and Dobson, you know, the big, you know, we're all looking to see if they improve from last year. Now, obviously, you know, the offense is tough, and then there's also dealing with Tom. How long did it take you to really feel like you really understood not only the playbook, but what Tom wanted you to do on each particular play?
Well, you know, with the playbook and with each season, everything's evolving differently. So, I mean, you're always constantly working on trying to stay on the same page with Tom. And it's a tough task because, you know, he sees something and he wants you to see it the same way. You just got to go out there and you have to have the rep and you have to kind of know his mannerisms, know what he likes, know the coverage. And you got to do it a consistent basis, and that's how you earn his trust, is when you do it consistently. You know, practice execution becomes game reality, and once you do it in practice a few times, that's when you gain trust, that's when you gain confidence for the play, and that's when you execute it in the game.
Julian Edelman with us on Patriots Monday here on 93.7 WEEI, brought to us by Kaplansky Insurance. So, Julian, there's a lot of talk going into the first preseason game about where Ryan Mallett and Jimmy Garoppolo both were going through training camp so far this year. And a lot of the narrative was Ryan's getting better, Jimmy's got a long way to go. Game one happens, everybody's talking about how much further along Jimmy Garoppolo is than what we thought to begin training camp, and maybe Ryan still has a long way to go. What's your take working with those guys on a daily basis?
I mean, it's tough to go out there and evaluate, you know, especially when you're not playing with them as much. But when you do get the reps, you know that they're both working their tails off, and they're both in the meeting rooms trying to get, you know, their craft down. So, you know, I think they're both working hard. You know, I haven't really gone in depth and evaluated them. That's not part of my job. Coach Belichick would be really good at answering this question.
Yeah, he'd be great.
He's not
going to
answer.
Yeah.
He'd be lousy.
Unbelievable.
He'd be outstanding.
I'm sure he would give you
you're
in
actually
depth,
doing a better job.
In-depth conversation on the ins and outs of the quarterback position with him on this. But as far as me, you know, I just kind of go out there and, you know, right now training camp is about working your fundamentals, working your techniques, and going out and executing them as an individual to make the whole unit a cohesive unit. So, you know, I'm seriously just kind of trying to work on what I have to do to, you know, battle against Revis, Browner, you know, Logan, Dennard, all these guys in camp. Because if I lose track of that, those guys will get me.
How has it been for you going up against those guys? A lot of talk about, you know, the contact, the emphasis of the hands-on. Looks like Browner, that's part of his game. He gets called for a kind of a ticky-tack foul, but if they're going to call it. But do you see that physical play? You've had some pretty good battles with both of those guys.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to get up in your grill, and they're going to, you know, try to do what they do. And it's been helping us, you know, the physicality of how they play, you know, the instincts that they have. It really puts pressure on the receiver to go out there and execute his fundamentals and, you know, his techniques. And if you're lazy with them, those are those type of guys. You know, all of our corners, they'll take advantage of that, and then they'll cover you up, glove you up, or, you know, pick the ball.
You've had two talented corners in Tlaib last year and Revis this year. Is there any comparison or differences that you can see right away?
I mean, they're both a little they're different. You know, I tell you right now, though, I'm you know, Tlaib was a really good player, but you know, Revis, I mean, you don't want anyone other than him. You know, it's good that he's on your team, because the guy is very instinctive. He's got great feet, and he just knows the position. He knows concepts. He's very good, and along with Browner, he brings a different, you know, a different aspect of the game, where he's long, strong, and he can get downfield. And then, you know, you got your other guys like Logan, who's an instinctive guy, Dennard, who's he's very athletic. You get in your face. All these guys. So I mean, whether who you line up against or, you know, it doesn't really matter. You're going to get some good work in, because there's a little bit of everything out there.
Hey, Julian, have they asked you, are you still going to be returning punts, or is that an area where they're trying to kind of groom somebody else to kind of take that role from you? Just to kind of give you more of a break, I guess, and to keep you, make sure that you stay healthy.
You know, I haven't really asked. I just kind of go with what the depth chart says. And, you know, as far as I know, you know, I'm returning punts. I'll be in practice returning punts, and, you know, I'll let them make that call. I mean, I love returning punts. It's a fun part of the game. It's part of the game that I like a lot, with, you know, the history that I've had. It's helped me establish my game, and it's helped me make a team. So, you know, if they ask me to do it, I'd love to do it.
Cameras,
could you play quarterback if they need you to play quarterback? I know you haven't played in a long period of time, just in case something happened. I mean, could you get under center and throw some passes downfield?
You know,
what was your offense like in college?
We were in the West Coast, you know, get open wide, shallow to the double streak to shallow on the back end with a little zone read and all that kind
of
stuff.
But, this is you proving you've still got the lingo down.
Yes, he does. He spit it out there like it was nothing.
I don't know. You know, the mic points are so crazy here, you know, directing the protection, checking out the coverage and all that.
But you could easily hand the ball off and get out of the way.
You know,
I'll say yes for you. You know, or maybe even a wildcat. How about a wildcat situation? I'm amazed they haven't kind of thrown a wrinkle in like that for you.
I mean, we got number 12.
Nah, that's true. Take the best player off the field, I guess.
Hey, I was just wondering, have you heard of the name Kerry Williams before? Has his name popped up at all this last week?
Hey, Kerry Williams, I've heard of him.
He's kind of coming in here this week and kind of talking a little bit. I think carrying over that Baltimore trash talking, still bringing up, calling you cheaters. So has his name popped up? Maybe throughout the locker room once or twice? Has somebody mentioned its name?
You know, I know he's part of the secondary of Philadelphia, and it's going to be some good work and to go against him. But whatever he said or whatever that in the past is all in the past. We ignore noise around here, and I mean, we kind of try to worry about what we have to do to beat people instead of over here making those kind of remarks.
7 years after the fact, does Spygate still resonate with you, younger guys who are no part of it? And when it comes to Tom and some of the vets and coach who have been around for a long time, does it still resonate when people bring it up? Does it bug him like it bugs Christian whenever I bring it up to him?
You know,
another guy wasn't around for it.
I wasn't around for it, so I really don't know. And, you know, I haven't heard it since I've been here. So
this is the first time it's really been kicked around.
This is
bunch.
Actually the first time I ever heard that word. It was
It is what it is. Just do your job. Yeah. You know, it's all the sort of lingo, Patriot way.
Yeah.
Hey, last thing, when you were talking about returning punts, it triggered what I saw on the sidelines. The cameras caught you trying to give some advice to Finch after he fumbled the punt. What were you trying to say to him, and what advice were
hold
you
on
trying
to it.
Aside from just hold on to the ball so you don't get cut?
No, it's, you know, I mean, as a returner, a young returner, I mean, I was in the same situation, muffing punts and having the crowd boo me in training camp my rookie year. You get back there and you kind of just try to catch the ball and you lose focus on your techniques, and when you keep your hands high, it'll keep your elbows in. And I was trying to explain that to him, which I have to explain to myself a bunch still too, because you know sometimes you're getting sidetracked, you're thinking about the rush or you're thinking about the coverage and all that stuff. So you know, it's just taking the time and securing the ball, because that's the number one job of that unit on that play, is to get the ball back in the offensive hands.
Julian, thanks a lot for coming on. Really do appreciate it. It's going to be fun for Patriots Monday this year. I'm glad you're a part of it.
Oh, definitely, guys.
And we want to learn a little bit more about your quarterback lingo, too, as the year goes along. Maybe
Y-28!
Oh, sorry.
That's Julian Adelman.